An increasing number of people are recycling, and that means trash companies have to have better equipment themselves to speed up the sorting process. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
At Rumke's St. Bernard Recycling Plant, workers, several stories up, pull out the newspaper by hand and let the plastics fall to the ground. They're eventually sorted through a series of machine screeners.
You know, some people, especially on radio, you can't see the scope of what we're doing here. But this is the largest residential recycling operation in the state of Ohio. We will process this year over 100,000 tons of material.
The process gets the job done. But with decade-old equipment, it's not the fastest and the most accurate. That's about to change, according to Rumke Recycling Operations Manager Brad Dunn. In a two-week period, Rumke took delivery of 30 new pieces of machinery from the Netherlands.
This is the top-of-the-line equipment. You can't get better equipment than this available in the world. Bolograph has installed 25 of these systems in the States. And they are huge in Europe, very big, largest supplier in the world.
What makes this new machinery so special? Bolograph uses a series of computers, infrared, and high-speed agitating devices to speed up the sorting process and make it more accurate. Dunn says the new system will double the throughput to between 28 and 30 tons per hour. It's a good thing because Hamilton County communities are seeing record increases in recycling. Miami Township and Terrace Park are up nearly 55% since last year, and Montgomery and Harrison Township have seen increases of 43%. Here's how the sorting process works now. A drum feeder regulates the flow of everything. That will stay with the new equipment. Screeners then separate newspaper from plastic and glass. One with a magnet picks out the pop cans. The end product is taken away by conveyor belts.
Our current technology, all of the single stream hits one screener, and its job is to separate the paper from the containers. With this, we have a pre-screen system, and it's going to remove 80% of the containers before it goes to the news screens, which are over there. And we're going from five actual sorting decks to a total of nine.
The new 20-by-8-foot decks with 1,000 small discs turn at a high rate of speed. They will clean up the containers before they hit the new sorting process by removing much of the broken glass. There is also a cardboard screener machine. The old way was doing it by hand. Dunn says the biggest advancement is the T-Tech optical near-infrared digital sortation, which separates the plastic from the aluminum cans.
Light is actually directed onto a moving conveyor belt. The material reflects the light back off into a reader, okay? Then the reader will read the sine wave that's coming off of that material. The computer will then say, where does this material go? What is it? If it's PET, an air jet will pop on and shoot that can to the proper bunker. The beautiful thing about this is it doesn't matter if it's a big container or a little container. Our old system basically was based on size. This system is based on actually the material type.
For example, now Rumke can recover those little milk containers from school. The old machines thought of them as trash. For the last few weeks, while Rumke is installing the new equipment, recyclables are being stored in a nearby warehouse. It will take about 6 months to clear this warehouse of the 260 million pounds when the new machines start running in December or early January. Eventually, Rumke Public Relations Director Amanda Pratt says there will be tours.
We're going to actually do a video as soon as this is up and running so that if people can't make it out for a tour, they'll be able to access that on our website and actually see the process firsthand.
The St. Bernard Recycling Plant is one of 8 Rumke centers. Eventually, they will all get the new equipment.
This is the wave of the future, and we're already here.
Fittingly, the color of the new machines is green. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.